Hi, Stephen. How are you doing tonight?
I'm not too bad, Oliver. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this chat, hopefully, second time lucky. And yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to you about some of these Ring of Honor shows that are coming up this weekend.
So, without any further ado, go back to my ROH app. We have ROH Presents Saturday Night Center Stage. And the way we're going to do this is we're going to talk about each match individually. And then at the end of this part of the preview, we'll do Oliver versus Stephen. This will be part three. And then we'll do ROH Honor Reigns Supreme, which is the Sunday night show from Concord, North Carolina. We'll talk about each of those matches individually and do Oliver versus Stephen part four. And if you've been playing along since Final Battle, you'll know that the score is a nice, dead-even tie, 1-1, with me winning at Final Battle and Stephen winning at Final Battle Fallout. So, yes, going back to the matches for Saturday Night Center Stage from Atlanta, Georgia. First of all, we have Arturo Blanco Rouge against the former ROH World Champion. Gets his rematch straight away against the current ROH World Champion, PCO. Well, what are we thinking about this one, Stephen?
Yeah, I think this will be an interesting match. It's really good that they've got the rematch straight after Final Battle. I think that's a really cool thing to keep the feud strong. I hope. I mean, the match they had at Final Battle was, I thought it was enjoyable. It was odd. It was a bit weird, but it was still entertaining. But no, I think it'll be good, and you know, I think PCO will be able to get a strong start as world champion, taking on the former world champion as well. So yep. I think it'll be exciting to see how this one pans out. Are you feeling the same about this one, Oliver, or have you got different thoughts?
I'm just not sure what kind of match they're going to have. I don't want it to be the Final Battle match. That was too much. I'd like to see more in the ring and to see, like, to the best of their abilities. Really, PCO can go in the ring. Roosh is very, very much like a wrestler.
Yeah.
So keep in the ring and then let's see what they can truly do. That would interest me more than the Final Battle match, happening for the second time this weekend. So the second match, which has been announced recently, which I talked about on the ROH review episode 9 this past Monday with Stephen, was the Briscoes, Jay and Mark, against the Lifeblood, Overkill, Mark Haskins, and Hot Sauce, Tracy Williams, against Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff. And what are we thinking about this one, Stephen?
I'm really excited for this one. I think that, you know, you've got six guys in there who all have really different styles, really different, abilities. And I know that we've seen what Dan Maff and Jeff Cobb can do as a tag team and opponents as well. And we've seen Haskins and Tracy Williams in the ring, and they were great together. And obviously the Briscoes are just, you know, the Briscoes are incredible. So I'm just expecting this to hopefully be a great mesh of styles and to be something really fast-paced and exciting, but maybe got that hard-hitting element to it as well with Dan Maff in there. And it's it's another match which I'm really excited for.
Jeff Cobb hits with the best of them.
He does. He does, definitely.
I don't think there's anyone here who doesn't really do hard style wrestling.
No.
Even, you know, with Mark Haskins and Tracy Williams being, smaller in stature than the other guys, they still do, you know, kicks and strikes and stuff, don't they, as well as the technical wrestling aspect. So, much like yourself, this is three teams. Lifeblood, Mark Haskins and Trace Williams have only seen once, since we've been doing this. You might have seen them more. And then we saw Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff teaming together at Final Battle Fallout against Villain Enterprise of Mighty Skrull and PCO. And yeah. And they were a really good team as well. So, yeah, just the only thing that needs to happen with this again is to stick a number one contenders chip for the ROH World Tag Team titles.
Yeah, that would be a good idea, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, if they announce that in commentary, you know, on the night, then that will add something new to it again. And yeah. You know, if it's Lifeblood or Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff with the Briscoes holding up their end of the bargain, but possibly keep them out of the tag title picture at this moment in time because they've only just lost the tag team titles, haven't they?
Yeah. So, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I think like this match could be a show stealer, really. Yeah. You know what Jay and Mark are about. We've only seen limited. I've only seen limited of the Lifeblood and of Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff, but we know what all six competitors can do. It's just what can they do in the tag ranks? But it'd be really interesting to see. The third match on the card is the Villain Enterprises of Marty Skrull, the returning Brody King, and Flip Gordon against Bandido, Flamita, and Rey Harus. This one, you know, we're looking at show stealers. It's got show stealer written all over it, hasn't it, Stephen?
Oh, absolutely. This match, when it was announced, I saw it on Twitter. I immediately retweeted it, and I just can't wait to see this thing. All six guys are just phenomenal. And from the preview we saw of... You know what? I mean, I've seen what Brody King can do, but if you're watching the TV show after we reviewed it, where it was Villain Enterprises against the Luchadors in Dearborn, you saw what Brody King was able to do in the ring, you know, against the Luchadors. It's just, I just can't wait to see what crazy stuff's going to happen in this. And Bandido as well.
Even from a G1 supercard perspective, I thought that Brody King was so good.
Yeah.
That they should have changed the tag titles, both New Japan and ROH titles, to the Villain Enterprises at G1 Supercard.
Definitely.
They went a different route because, he was mesmerizing, and obviously in Dearborn, Michigan, for a guy that size to be doing lucha-style wrestling is something you don't see every day.
No.
Really amazed me in both appearances that we've seen him so far on the TV shows.
Yeah. And I was about to say as well, I've already mentioned how high I am on Bandido, but, you know, just I can never get enough of Bandido. I just think he's absolutely amazing. So it'll be just, and with Flamita and Rey Harus as well in there, you know, the stuff they're going to come up with together, I just think it'll be, you know, innovative, fast paced and just a complete a show stealer. I feel this will be the match of the night.
Yeah, I don't think Jonathan Gresham's going to be happy with your love of Bandido though. You've got to be a one man favorite wrestling favorite wrestler fan, and you're kind of not at the moment, which is disappointing. But yeah, this will be everything, won't it, really? It could be a technical wrestling match. It could be, you know, Marty begging off and Flip Gordon flipping off and Brody King doing lucha and Bandido, Flamita and Rey Harus are going to be flying around the ring, aren't they? And it's just going to be a spectacle, which will be amazing. And like you said, could be a match of the night, no doubt. But then we move on to the next match, and it is the ROH World Television title match between the returning Andrew Everett, who has been, injured lately for the longest time, against the new ROH World Television champion, and that's Dragon Lee. And if we think that the previous match could be show stealer, if these guys are allowed to go to the best of their ability for 10, 15, maybe even 20 minutes, this one could be a match of night for sure.
I completely agree with those sentiments. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Andrew Everett as well. I mean, I wasn't at the beginning of his career, but I feel he's really progressed as I've watched him in Impact and, you know, on the independent scene and things. And, you know, we Dragon Lee's just, and again, a once in a generation talent. The stuff he's able to do is just incredible. And the two of them, I don't think they've ever faced each other, actually, unless someone knows if they have. So this kind of is a bit of a dream match as well, in the sense that they're just such great high flyers. And, you know, they've got that really kind of hybrid cruiserweight sort of style as well, which I think is really great about them. It just harks back to that cruiserweight period of the 90s, what I love, where they just do these crazy spots and, you know, they just get the crowd going. So I'm just really excited for this one as well. I think, again, it could be a show. I mean, again, another match of the night. It's too hard to call, actually. So, yeah, just another really exciting match to look forward to watching.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, because you're saying about the cruiserweights in the 1990s and stuff, but I think with both of these competitors, they've got substance to go along with the style.
Yeah.
So it is going to be a high-flying match, but by the same token, there's going to be you know, an added element of like psychology and like technical wrestling,
yeah,
that I'm sure that both guys can bring to the table, and it'll be really interesting once again, because Andrew Everett has been, you know, out for a long time. Dragon Lee's the, you know, the new ROH World Television Champion. He's joined his brothers in, you know, the La Fashion with Kenny King. So, yeah, lots of proof. And obviously had the match of the night and match of the weekend against, you know, Shane Taylor Promotions, Shane Taylor at Final Battle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that should be really interesting. And then probably the match that kind of stands out to me and you, the technical wrestling fans in us, Jonathan Gresham with Jay Lethal, the new ROH World Tag Team Champions, against Josh the Goods Woods and the last with the last real man, Silas Young. Another potential show-stealing match because of, you know, what we enjoy as professional wrestling fans. And, yeah, this is the opportunity before the ROH World Tag Team Championship match that these two will have down the line. For these two guys to go one-on-one. What do you make of this one, Stephen?
Yeah, this is another match which I just can't wait to see. I mean, the thing is, we've seen how much Josh Woods has impressed us as a part of Two Guys, One Tag with Silas Young. And from watching the TV show and seeing his career progress, he's just at his peak now. And, I mean, Jonathan Gresham's at his peak at the moment. He's just the best technical wrestler in the world today, in my opinion. And, you know, like I said, I do love Bandido, but it's Jonathan Gresham all the way, unfortunately, as well. I just love Jonathan Gresham.
The two of them fight each other and then you're stuffed.
Oh, no, I can't watch the TV then. I'm going to have to, you know, like, I don't know who to pick then. I couldn't choose, what do you call it? What do they call it in the horse racing? When you pick them all. I've forgotten the phrase now. Each way, I'd have to go each way. But yeah, this is another match where, you know, I'm really excited for the technical side of things, and I feel this could be a really sort of, again, with Josh Wood's MMA background, another catch as can match, a bit like the one he had with Alex Shelley, Jonathan Gresham. Just something, and possibly some interesting strike maneuvers, and just something fresh and, you know, a different pace from what we've got on this show. So it could be another match of the night for, you know, numerous different reasons. So yeah, I'm excited for this one as well.
Absolutely. And yeah, just echo your thoughts. We are technical wrestling fans, so I think if this one lives up to its expectation, it could definitely steal the match of the night on us. Yeah. Last match that's been announced is the team of the two competitors that were against each other at Final Battle Fallout. Nicole Savoy and Sumi Sakai against the allure of Angelina Love and Mandy Leon. And what do we make of this match, Stephen?
Yeah, this is another one I'm excited for. I mean, we saw how much we read about Nicole Savoy before she wrestled at Final Battle Fallout, and then seeing her against Sumi Sakai, she was great and lived up to everything she, you know, had. She's accomplished in what we read about her. So I'm really excited that she's back in Ring of Honor, and you know, it'd be great to see her in a tag team setting with Sumi. Definitely a great tag team there, and you know, the Allure as well. They're great in their own right as well. So you know, it'll be another fun, interesting match, and it'll be great to see Nicole back in the ring and see what she can do in a tag team sort of encounter and a tag team setting rather than just a singles match setting. So another one I'm excited for. How are you the same, Oliver, in that one?
Absolutely. Like I said, it's going to be interesting to see if they can get along as tag team partners. I'm guessing they can because there was a lot of respect shown post-match.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting where Ring of Honor is going to go with this. So do the Allure win, and do they win by cheating, which kind of is their MO? Or can Nicole Savoy and Sumi Sakai kind of splinter the Allure by winning this match? That's what kind of interests me, it's how it ends, the match in general. But in terms of the people involved, I don't know too much about Mandy Leon, but obviously followed Angelina Love's career. Nicole Savoy, we didn't know too much about, but she had fantastic, you know, resume. And Sumi Sakai has, you know, been a wrestler for ROH since the very beginning.
Yeah.
So, that will just be interesting in another way. And the last major thing for this show is former ROH World Television Champion, Shane Taylor Promotions. Shane Taylor is going to speak on his future. And what do you think he's going to say, Stephen?
Oh, I hope he's going to say that he's staying with the company and he's going to win back his TV title and then try and win the world title with the Shane Taylor Promotions stable. But at this moment in time and the way things are in the wrestling business, I really don't know. That's what I'm hoping though in my heart, is that he stays and he gets to the top. I mean, I hope from what we've said on the show about Shane Taylor, I'm sure you will agree with that one, Oliver, but you know, you may have a different view.
I think the television titles in his rearview mirror. That's a driving term, wasn't it? And I'm not very good when it comes to that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think it's in his rearview mirror, to be honest. If he re-signs with the company, if he signs exclusively or non-exclusively, the reason he's doing it, and this is through, you know, the ROH stuff that I've watched and read, ROH gives you a platform. To, you know, you don't go to ROH, or maybe you do now because of Sinclair Broadcasting Group. There's more money involved, but ROH, you know, its ethos and what it was built on was it would give you a platform to go and express yourself as a performer.
Yeah.
And then if you leave the company in the future, you'd leave and you'd be able to make more money. So I think in Shane Taylor's best interest is to probably sign non-exclusively and shoot for the ROH world title.
Yeah.
That's. I don't think he's going to say it in those words, but I think he's only re-signing if he's got an opportunity to go for the title.
Yeah.
That's what everyone wants. The same thing with obviously Marty Scurll. Shane Taylor wants the ROH world title. And considering how good he's been as an ROH World Television Champion through the matches, we've only seen three. Obviously, the Dragon Lee match, which we're waxing lyrical about on the final battle show itself. That's why he re-signs. That's why he stays a part of the company. And, really, really hope that he does. Okay, so that's kind of everything wrapped up for the ROH Presents Saturday Night Center Stage. The only thing left with just over 7 minutes is because we're trying to do half an hour per preview in the same show. For any of those trying to you know, count along. We have Oliver versus Stephen, part three. So, going back to the matches. ROH World Title. El Toro Blanco Roosh against the new ROH World Champion, PCO. Do you see this one going, Stephen? Do we new champion, or do we see PCO retaining?
I see PCO retaining the title and going on through 2020 with a strong Ring of Honor title reign. So for me, it's a PCO victory at this one.
Yeah. And for myself, it's PCO again. If he's getting his title reign off to a good start, he's in the right hands with Roosh.
Yeah.
Obviously, we want it to stay in ring. But PCO has to retain his title and kind of go on from there. Next match up is the Briscoes, the Lifeblood, Mark Haskins and Overkill Mark Haskins and Hot Sauce Tracy Williams against the Hawaiian Juggernaut Jeff Cobb. I love that nickname.
It's great.
And Dan Maff. How do we see this one going, Stephen?
This one's a bit more tricky, actually. Because I know that the Briscoes are the strongest tag team in terms of what they've achieved, but I'm also thinking that, you know, Lifeblood are a really strong team and that Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff are also a really strong up-and-coming team as well, especially with Dan Maff as well being a former Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champion in his own right and his, you know, experience. So I think I'm going to go with Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff, actually. That's what I think I'm going to go for.
Yeah, I'm thinking along the same lines because obviously we saw him at Final Battle Fallout against PCO and Mighty Skrull from the Villa Enterprises, and they seem to really get along as a tag team. Obviously, it was a losing effort, but they're free to go again in this match. Like I said, just put the number one contendership on the line or to be in the next kind of challenges towards the ROH World Tag Team Champions of Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham. And that's kind of the only thing that's missing from this match.
Yeah.
Like I said, when we was doing the preview aspect of this, probably keep Jay and Mark Briscoe away from the titles. They've got a title opportunity coming up because they got screwed at the titles. But at this moment in time, just keep them back. So haven't seen too much of the Lifeblood. Much like yourself, not trying to, you know, steal your thunder and stuff. But I think it's got to be the Hawaiian Juggernaut, best nickname, and Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff. Probably, I didn't even think until you said about the tag team experience that Dan Maff's got. Obviously a former ROH tag team champion. So, I can see where you're coming from with that one. Next up, we have Villain Enterprises, Mighty Skrull, Brody King and Flip Gordon against Bandido, Flamita and Rey Harus. And it'll be really interesting to see who you pick on this one. Because your favourite team.
Well, it's due to my fandom for Bandido, I've got to go with Bandido, Flamita and Rey Harus. It's just got to be done. The fan in me.
I think the Villain Enterprises is a retaining because they've got a 6-man tag team championship match the next night.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. They're not retaining, but they're going to win because of the 6-man tag team championship match the next night. Sorry. Okay. So the next match is the ROH World Television title match. Andrew Everett against the champion, Dragon Lee. How do you see this one going?
Again, I see this one being a championship retain in the title, but I feel this is going to be a really strong match, as I mentioned earlier, between the two competitors. But I think it's going to have to be Dragon Lee for me in this one, even though Andrew Everett's coming back to the company. So, yeah, Dragon Lee for me. How about you, Oliver?
Yeah. Once again, Dragon Lee has to retain because, you know, we've got to build on the ROH World title reign of Shane Taylor, and he's built the prestige of the title so much.
Yeah.
But if it was to change hands, even though Andrew Everett is a very worthy competitor. If it was to change hands so quickly, it might devalue the title straight away. So
yeah,
Dragon Lee retains for that reason. And he's in the group with El Toro Blanco, Rouge, his brother, with Kenny King, and they kind of need to have a crown, don't they?
Yeah.
In order to really stand out in ROH. So Dragon Lee retains in that match. Next up, it is Jonathan Gresham and with Jay Lethal versus Josh Woods with Silas Young. This is the first time kind of pitting the champions and the future challengers. How do you see this one going, Stephen?
I'm hoping that this is a Jonathan Gresham victory, but I feel that he'll have a fight on his hands with Josh Woods. I feel it'll be a really competitive match, and it'll lead to a great tag team match between the two teams down the line. But I feel because they've just won the championships, that Jonathan Gresham has to get a strong victory over Josh Woods in this one. How about you?
I think Josh Woods has to take the win the challenger's momentum going into the match, because he's Jonathan Gresham just beat Alex Shelley. So, and because he's focusing on the tag titles and the tag team division, I don't think he needs a singles victory.
No.
Whereas Josh Woods and the team of two guys and one tag need momentum going into the World Tag Team title match. So I'm going to go Josh Woods.
That
and the last
sense.
Match we have is Nicole Savoy and Sumi Sakoi against the allure of Angelina Love and Mandy Leon. How do we see this one going, Stephen, with 45 seconds to go? Quick.
I'd say Sakai and Savoy.
Yeah, I completely agree. Unless ROH wants to run a series of matches between the two, with one turning on the other in this match, I can't really see that happening, because there seems to be a lot of respect between the two competitors after the final battle fallout match. So, yeah, completely agree. Nicole Savoy and Sumi Sakai take the win. And, really kind of freshen up the ROH Women of Honor division.
Yeah.
Next up, we have ROH Honor Reign Supreme this Sunday, the 12th of January, from Concord, North Carolina. Once again, we'll talk about the matches, and we'll do Oliver versus Stephen part 4 after we've had a discussion about each match individually. So, first up, we have the ROH World Six-Man Tag Team title match with champions Villain Enterprises, Marty Scurll, PCO, Brody King versus La Fashion, I'm not going to say the other name, El Toro Blanco Rouge, the ROH World Television Champion Dragon Lee, hopefully he'll still be a champion come Sunday, and Kenny King with Amy Rose. And what do we think about this match, Stephen?
I'm thinking it's going to be... Oh, it's too difficult to say, really, because Villain Enterprises are just such a strong faction in the company. And La Fashion... I can't pronounce the last word.
Just
go
with La Fashion.
Yeah, La Fashion. Yeah, we'll say that. But yeah, I feel that they're still just too soon into their sort of, forming to suddenly win the titles. So I know it's going to be a great match, though. I know that there's so much great talent in this match that it's going to be crazy because of PCO being in there and Dragon Lee and the interactions between the different talent. So I'm excited for it, definitely. And I hope it does lead into a strong feud between the two factions. It's going to be fun. Do you think it'll be another... I don't know if it'll be a show stealer, though, but what do you think?
I think it's interesting. I think if Villain Enterprises win this match to retain the titles, then La Fashion have got to make a huge statement post-match. It's kind of about the ending of the match and the post-match. That's where things kind of get kicked off. They either become the champions and do a huge beatdown, which kind of establishes them as dominant, or they lose the match by some chicanery and then do a huge beatdown after the match to put themselves quite firmly on the map in ROH. So I think it's interesting of what the ending and the aftermath will be.
Yeah.
More so than the match itself, which, given the talent involved, will be fantastic. I have no doubt. Next match is a match that's just been added. The Briscoes against Jay and Mark against Dalton Castle and Joe Hen. The Party Peacock Dalton Castle. That's because of the ROH star spotlight that you did. I've been able to keep that in my mind ever since. And the prestigious one, Joe Hendry. How do you see this one going, Stephen?
I think this is going to be a really entertaining, fun match. I mean, the great thing about the Briscoes is that they can just be as amusing, and they're so charismatic as Joe Hendry and Dalton Castle. And I feel this will be a really kind of humorous, but again, technical encounter between two great teams. And I think that it'll be just something fun and something lighthearted on the card. I mean, I could be completely wrong. It could be a complete slugfest and be a really hard-hitting match, but I just have this inkling that it's going to be a fun sort of transition for the Briscoes and for Joe Hendry and Dalton Castle, just to kind of go out there and have a bit of fun and have that sort of bring that bit of humour to the show. Are you in agreement about that, or do you think it'll be a bit of a slugfest?
It's going to be a bloodbath, baby. I think it'll be all fun and games in the match, but I'm going to stick with my prediction from Final Battle that this is just another kind of stumbling block that leads to Joe Hendry versus Dalton Castle at the anniversary show. I think this will be, like, once again, it's two good teams. Joe Hendry's a fantastic wrestler. We saw that. I've only seen Dalton Castle a few times, possibly just the one time, actually, with the Final Battle pre-show, wasn't it? With against two guys and one tag. Yeah, and he's got a technical wrestling ability to him, which I didn't foresee. I think it could be really good tag match with fun and games, and the ending and the aftermath will match up at the anniversary show. And because of how it's been built up, friends and frenemies, and a little bit of respect there, and then obviously losing tag matches when they've joined up as a tag team, then they've had this story kind of, working for a few months, and it should be a really good match when we get there.
Yeah.
With the anniversary show between Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry, unless they throw a complete and utter curveball and do something else. But it looks to me that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
But should be a good tag team match, definitely. Next match is Flip Gordon against Flamita. How do you see this one, Stephen?
I think this is going to be great. I think both guys are crazy high flyers. It's, Flamita's just such a, we were talking about Final Battle, such an awesome talent, and Flip Gordon is not currently doing all the flips and the high flying, but, I think it'll be a really exciting, thrilling contest between two of the best up-and-coming stars in the company. And it could be a show-stealer as well. It could be a match of the night because of how talented both men are. I'm excited for it, and it'll be great to see what Flamita's able to bring out in a singles match rather than a tag team encounter as well. Do you feel the same in that sense, or have you got a different take on it?
I think it's going to be interesting. I think Flip Gordon's either got to ground Flamita or match him.
Yeah.
So, when he doesn't flip, he might have to be able to take the reins in this match and then to go on and win it. That's a really interesting matchup they've put together because of obviously Flip Gordon being the mercenary and being very you know, kind of business-like, cerebral. And now he's going up against the high flyer, which he used to be, which he still has in his back pocket. It, really interesting matchup. It'll be, really interesting to see exactly how this goes. Something I'm looking forward to. I haven't seen too much of Flamita or Flip Gordon, so yeah, definitely something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
The next match is Alex Zane against Stevens, kind of maybe favorite wrestler, Bandido, that isn't Jonathan Gresham. And those two are meeting one on one. How do you see this match going this evening?
Match of the night. I can't wait for this thing. Again, this is one of those matches where when it was announced, I just can't wait to see it. I've seen Alex Zane last year as part of Game Changer Wrestling when he was part of the Backyard Wrestling Show. And then from there, what he's been able to do, I've sort of sought him out on YouTube from the independent scene. Again, an incredible high flyer. Stuff he's able to do is unbelievable. And as I've just mentioned, Bandido's just... again, a once-in-a-generation talent, and this is just one of those matches that I just can't wait to see what they're able to bring out and what they're able to do. So for me, I just feel this is going to be the match of the night, and I'm just really excited for it, really excited.
Superb. For myself, I haven't seen anything from Alex Zane, I don't believe. And Bandido, I've seen minimal. We obviously saw the Best in the World match between him and Shane Taylor, which showed the strength that Bandido had to be able to pick up, a 300-pound man, showed how amazing his strength is to go along with his lifeline. And I can see the love that you have for Bandido slowly but surely, because I've seen minimal. And once again, really interesting. Don't know too much about Zane. Like I said, Bandido slowly but surely getting more introduced to, and just looking forward to seeing what they can do, really.
Yeah.
So it's the lifeblood of Overkill Mark Haskins and Hot Sauce Tracy Williams against Ring of Horrors Vincent and Bateman. What do you make of this match, Stephen?
Much like the Saturday night at Centre Stage with Lifeblood, I feel this is another strong match for the... for the team. And you know, Bateman and Vincent, I'm a fan of the the Ring of Horror sort of setup, and I'm a big fan of Bateman as well. I think he's got a great look, and he's a great wrestler in his own right, and he's got a really interesting style. He reminds me a lot in terms of his stature and the stuff he does, very much like Chris Hero, the kind of elbows and the kicks and the sort of technical hybrid style of him. So it'll be interesting to see him against Haskins and Williams. So I'm excited for this one as well. I think this will be a really interesting match. Are you in agreement with that one as well, Oliver?
And this is one that's like been set up since Final Battle Fallout as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where Bateman and Vincent came together, and then Haskins is helping out his fellow Lifeblood member in Tracy Williams. So, the Ring of Horror thing is just like, wow. It kind of reminds me of Age of the Fall.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar in certain aspects, but it's kind of how far they're going to push this Ring of Horror.
Yeah.
It's really, really unique. It's completely different and something that, you know, will be really interesting to take to see how it progresses in 2020. In this match, once again, it's probably about the winners. Probably Vincent and Bateman need to get a really strong win here as a team, because they've just joined together, without going into my prediction. But just another tag team match that it makes sense and it's logical. And, it should be a good tag team match, definitely.
Yeah.
And the next match, because there was a match added since, is Rey Harus against Andrew Everett. This one, once again, probably more so than anything else on the card for myself, this one has Show Stealer Match of the Night written all over it. What do you make of this one, Stephen?
Yeah, excited for this one as well. I mean, much like Bandido and Alex Zane, the stuff what Rey Harus and Andrew Everett will be able to do in the ring, I think this might be the first singles match they've had together. I think they may have had a tag team match in PWG, but don't hold me to that because I'm not entirely sure. But they... but yeah, I think this is going to be really interesting, and it'll be great to see Andrew Everett back in, you know, in competition with some fresh faces as well. And, you know, we've seen what Rey Harus is able to do previously, and I think it'll be very fast, very energetic, lots of, you know, again, innovation. And yeah, again, it could be a match of the night. You know, it could be a show stealer as well. It might just come out of the blue in the middle of the card somewhere and just completely, you know, take the whole card by storm. So yeah, again, I'm excited for this one as well.
Yeah, absolutely. For in this situation, they're given 10-15 minutes, even if it's the opening match, it's going to be hard to follow it.
Yeah, definitely.
So another match that's been added is a huge 8-man tag team match, which, like, kind of strange bedfellows kind of thing. We've got Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff and the ROH World Tag Team Champions Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham against the Bouncers, one of my favourite wrestlers, the Beer City Bruiser, and Brawl de Milanos with two guys and one tag, Last Real Man Silas Young and Josh the Goods Woods. This one has kind of got a explosive feeling to it because Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff want those ROH World Tag Team titles, but they're teaming with Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham, and the Bouncers and Silas Young have a storied past as well. So I think ROH just wants to see what happens.
Yeah.
This is going to be really interesting. I'm sure you'll agree.
Yeah, definitely. I think this will be another really interesting encounter between, you know, eight great wrestlers. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of the Beer City. I mean, we've seen what the Beer City Bruiser and, you know, Brawl of Milanos can do in the matches they've had on the TV show. And, you know, with the fact that they're eight guys who all have very different styles, but they're all in different feuds as well, I think it's interesting because you can see the different dynamics, especially with the tag team division as well, with Gresham and Lethal being the champions, but yet they're tagging with the Beer City Bruiser and Brawl and Milanos. It could be that they turn on them, or, you know, there's interesting, like you said, the strange bedfellows aspect's really interesting because you don't know which way things are going to turn or how things are going to turn out. So yeah, it'll be a lot of fun, and it's great to see Dan Maff, because now he has signed with the company, appearing in these high profile matches as well, and different parts of the show with different opponents. So yeah, it's going to be great.
Absolutely. Yeah, much like yourself, it's just what's going to happen in this match. That's kind of the intrigue.
Yeah.
How are they going to get along? When's it going to blow up in everyone's faces? And it will just be fantastic from there. You know, who gets the pin? You know, who gets the win? If it's Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff, and if they've done that the night before as well, then they've definitely got to be on Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham's radar.
Yeah.
If it's the Bouncers out of nowhere over Jonathan Gresham and Jay Lethal, then, you know, that'd be fantastic as well. Or if it's two guys and one tag with another pinfall victory over Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham, then that'll be interesting, setting up 2020, won't it?
Yeah.
And the next, last couple of things is Bully Ray said he's attacked Maria Manic because she, you know, she was doing what he does with tables and stuff, and obviously was going to power on Angelina Love. What do you see happening? Because this could happen on either Saturday or Sunday. Do you see a confrontation between the two? And if so, how do you see it going?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm hoping that Maria Manic brings it to Bully Ray, because I'm sick of Bully Ray and Ring of Honor, and that's me talking candidly. And, you know, I'm fed. I know why he's there, to, but at the same time, you know, I want the new stars in Ring of Honor to shine. And I feel it's Maria Manic Mannix time, not Bully Ray's time. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there is a confrontation or whether it could be that Maria Mannix gets all the Women of Honor behind her, maybe in some shape or form, because there aren't any Women of Honor matches signed on this show at the moment. So it could be that they all come out to defend her, or there could be some interaction there. Interesting.
I just want to see Maria Mannix put Bully Ray for a table, don't we?
Yeah, me too.
That's what I want to see happen. So
absolutely,
we'll just sum it up with that, really. And then top prospects winner of 2019, Dake Draper, seems to have his eyes set on the returning Danhausen. How do we think this one's going to go, Stephen?
As I just mentioned, as I jumped ahead there, perhaps Danhausen sort of, you know, fiddling with my headset, wanting me to speak about him before the, you know, it's his time to be mentioned on the show.
That could be a real thing. We're not joking.
No, could be.
I've seen the videos of him, you know, hypnotically trying to change people's opinions and stuff. So he could have got into Stephen's headset.
Could have done. I can't say. Again, it's just, it's so bizarre and so out there that it could be anything what happens. And it'll be interesting to see what Dak Draper sort of does in the situation, and whether it leads to a really long feud between the start of a really strong feud between the two of them. I mean, do you think there'll be some kind of, what do you think is going to happen, Oliver? Actually, that's the better way to put it.
The interesting thing for me is he could be like the counter attack to Ring of Horror. From what we were seeing, it was like he could be a part of Ring of Horror, but because of his character, he's kind of the antithesis of Ring of Horror. And yeah, it'd be really interesting if he and some cohorts got together to go up against Bateman and Vincent going forward. So we're still fantasy booking into 2020. But in terms of this, Dake Draper looks to be, Dominic Dijakovic, basically.
Yeah. For me.
He's got the size, and I'm just looking forward to seeing what he can do in the ring. Whether this is a confrontation or a match or a TV taping match or something along those lines, we haven't talked about the TV taping matches on this one. We did on the ROH review, I'd like to say, because it isn't going to be a part of the show, so to speak. I'm not sure. Because obviously Danhausen lost to Shane Taylor in an ROH World Television title match on the TV, which Dake Draper was watching, wasn't he? So
yeah.
I guess both guys have got their eyes set on the World Television Championship. And that's why the confrontation is going to come to effect in either Atlanta, Georgia, or Concord, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And that is that's the preview aspect of it done. And we have now Oliver versus Stephen part 4 with just over 7.5 minutes left. Okay, so we'll keep this nice and short and concise, Stephen, if you don't mind.
Certainly.
I'll try to as well. I'm not going to just say it's you. Okay. So, first of all, the ROH World 6-Man Tag Team title match. Tried to say that quickly 3 times over. With the champions, Villain Enterprise is Mighty Skrulls, PCO, double champion PCO, and Brody King, which we didn't mention before, versus La Fashion, El Toro Blanco Rouge, the ROH World Television Champion at this moment in time, Dragon Lee, and Kenny King with Amy Rose. How do we see this one going, Stephen?
I'm seeing a Villain Enterprises retaining for this one. I just feel that they're just not well established enough yet, La Fashion, and I feel this is going to be a feud that's going to go on for the rest of the year, so they might get a win later in the year through another match. But yeah, I'm going for Villain Enterprises. How about you, Oliver?
Yeah, this is, like we said before, this is the outcome plus the aftermath. So I'm just going to flip it on its head. I'm going to say that La Fashion starts out strong with double champion in Dragon Lee rather than PCO. So, wow. Yeah, the first Young takes the six-man tag team titles because there's kind of no other six-man, you know, involved unless they kind of put people together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the first Young takes the six-man tag team titles. Jay Briscoe and Mark Briscoe against the Party Peacock, Dalton Castle, and the prestigious one, Joe Hendry.
I think I'm going to go with Party Peacock, Dalton Castle, and Joe Hendry for this one. I think that they're going to have a... But that might just be me. I just think this is going to be a victory for them, but there'll be some kind of shenanigans as well. So I'm going to go for those two, mate.
Yeah, for myself, I'm going to go with the Briscoes win. They don't get the win the night before, and they get the win on this night, and it leads, keeps leading us down the road of Dalton Castle versus Joe Hendry at the anniversary show.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna keep with that since I've said it since Final Battle.
Yeah.
Flip Gordon against Flamita.
Oh, I'm thinking when I look at this, probably Flamita. I feel it'll be a strong victory for him against Flip Gordon, and it could lead to something in the future between the two of them. So I feel Flamita's going to get the win over Flip Gordon. Flamita.
Yeah. It kind of, like I said in the preview aspect, Flip's either got a flip or he's got a grand Flamita.
Yeah.
And it's whether he's willing to do the flip, the flips, because he's kind of gone away from that. So yeah, I'm going to say, actually, no, I'm going to go with Flip Gordon because Villain Enterprises need something on this night if they're going to lose six-man tag team titles. So we go with Flip Gordon.
Yeah.
Alex Zane against Stevens, somewhat maybe kind of favourite wrestler, Bandido. That isn't Jonathan Gresham.
Bandido.
I'm going to go with Bandido as well because I haven't seen too much of Alex Zane. Lifeblood, Mark Haskins, and Overkill, Mark Haskins, and Hot Sauce, Tracy Williams against Vincent and Bateman.
I'm thinking it's going to be Vincent and Bateman who get the victory in this one, actually. I feel that this might be leading into sort of a storyline arc between the two factions with the Ring of Horror thing. So I'm going to go with Bateman and Vincent.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go with Vincent and Bateman because they're trying to establish the Ring of Horror, aren't they?
Yeah.
Ray Harus versus Andrew Everett, sorry.
I think this is a tough one, but I think I'm actually going to go with Andrew Everett because he won't get the win the night before, but I feel he'll get a strong win to the next night against Ray Harus. So I'm going to go for Andrew Everett.
Yeah, you got to stop reading my mind in that situation. it's dangerous stuff. Yeah, don't think he'll take the top part from Dragon Lee, so Andrew Everett gets a big win here. Although I don't know what it does for Ray Harus because Villain Enterprises were going to beat him, Bandido, and Flamita the night before.
Yeah.
So to come off 0-2, that's not going to be the best for him.
No.
And the last match that we know about is Jeff Cobb, Dan Maff, and the ROH World Tag Team Champions, Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham versus the Bouncers, Beer City Bruiser, Brawl and Milanos, two guys and one tag. Last real man, Silas Young and Josh the Goods Woods. How do you see that? Quite splendid, explosive 8-man tag team match going.
I think it's going to be the Jonathan Gresham, Jay Lethal, Jeff Cobb, and Dan Maff team who win the match. But I could be wrong. But I'm going to go with those four who I think are going to get the victory.
Yeah, well, if we look at the night before, you had Jonathan Gresham to win the one-on-one match between him and Josh Goods, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've gone the other way, so it probably needs to be Jeff Cobb, Dan Maff, Jay Lethal, and Jonathan Gresham to win that match to round out the show. And with 30 seconds left, we'll go a little bit longer than that. But yeah, we just want to thank everyone for staying with us for this almost hour-long double preview of this weekend's shows. You know, Honor takes center stage on Saturday night in Atlanta, Georgia. And Honor reigns supreme this Sunday night in Concord, North Carolina. Yeah, we hope you've enjoyed the condensed preview of the two shows. Let us know if this is a better way forward, or if you want two single previews, and we'll work on that in the future. But I felt this worked quite well tonight, Stephen.
Yeah, definitely. Agree? Yeah, I think it's been great, and it's been fun as well talking about both shows together. And although we've talked about them separately, being able to compare the two and talk about them, you know, the night coming up and the night before and things like that. So no, I've really enjoyed it. I think it's been really good.
I think in terms of like predictions and stuff, it's helped to do them at the same time, because
definitely.
It's fresh in your mind rather than the next night, and you're like, oh, what did I say the night before and stuff. So, yeah, thanks very much for staying with us for this hour-long show, which has probably been our longest show ever so far. and, yeah, we just want to finish things up. So please continue to support me and my work, my wrestling books, and Stephen and his work to keep our ROH shows free here on all the podcast networks. We really want that to be the case, because we love doing this, and we just we just appreciate your support. So for myself, I'm a free time pro wrestling author with Ring of Honor mentioned in two of my books. Firstly, a look at the British wrestling Ring of Honor stars in my British wrestling book, A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. And in my my second book, I was at the ROH shows in Orlando in 2008. And that book is called A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. And yeah, they're all available on Amazon and Kindle, on paperback and Kindle, sorry. Instantaneously on Kindle and free on Kindle Unlimited. And if you want signed copies, get in contact with me on my Big Cartel, fansperspective.bigcartel.com. Thank you very much. And for Stephen, the floor is yours, Stephen.
As Oliver just mentioned, I write articles for my the website I'm part of, The Wrestling Estate. You can find us on Twitter. At the Wrestling EST. And if you want to find me on Twitter via social media, my Twitter handle is @stj215, where I talk about all wrestling related things as well as other things. So yeah.
Superb. For myself, on Twitter is @Brumiel. On Instagram it's @Brumiel. On Facebook it's A Fan's Perspective UK. We at BBG have got a partnership with powerslam.tv, 6,500 hours of wrestling from 140 plus promotions, fantastic streaming service. You can use it for free for a month using our code BROKENFREE. And in terms of social media handles for the podcast and the networks and stuff, at BBG Wrestling is the main Broken But Glorious hub on Twitter. For the main show, it's @BBGWPod. The only other thing is our website, which is BBG Wrestling. So, yeah, that brings an end to tonight's preview shows. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we will be back with ROH Review Episode 10 on Monday. And the reviews of Honor Takes Center Stage and Honor Reigns Supreme at some point next week. Hope you'll join us then.
Yeah, hope you'll join us then. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.